Rose Diaz, Rose, R-O-S-E, Diaz, D-I-A-Z. Date of birth is 2/5/1994. This is for date of service, 8/16/2023. Mrs. Diaz is a 29-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her PCOS diagnosis and history of elevated testosterone levels. She also has a history of infertility and vitamin D deficiency, as well as irregular menstrual cycle. The patient was placed on birth control to help decrease her testosterone level. She is currently on Sprintec. However, this did not decrease her testosterone level. Her labs were reviewed, and her total testosterone is elevated at 171. And her insulin level was elevated at 45.8. Her thyroid function studies were within normal range, and her free testosterone was 8.6. Plan number one for her PCOS, I believe this is what the driving force of her elevated testosterone level is. Her testosterone back in April of 2023 was 126, and she was placed on birth control therapy. She is currently on Sprintec therapy, and this was repeated with a total testosterone now in June 12th, 2023 at a level of 171, and therefore her testosterone level increased. In addition to that, her insulin level was elevated at 45.8. All of this is related to her polycystic ovarian syndrome. And we will be treating this by treating her insulin resistance. Next number for her hyperinsulinemia with an insulin level that is elevated at 45.8. This is typical in PCOS. And I would like to treat the hyperinsulinemia first and then reassess her free and total testosterone level to see where they end up. And therefore, I will be treating her hyperinsulinemia with Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams once weekly. I will have the patient follow up with me in about 3 to 4 weeks to reassess her labs and assess the effectivity of the Mounjaro. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, she is on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. She will be getting a lipid panel drawn tomorrow by her primary care. Next number, thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.